979 The Heel, Aaron Kick here with you in the studio, joined by Victor Lewis to talk about what's trending in the world today and every other day. Good morning.
Hello, that's me. I'm Victor Lewis. A quick callback to yesterday's trends for a thing that I found out after the fact. The non-meat nuggets are being debuted in Germany.
So just for the record, those of you who weren't listening, we were talking about...
were listening, right?
We were talking about meatless chicken nuggets.
But you were listening.
Of course you were.
Of course you were.
Yeah, everyone does the same
thing
every day.
You love us, we love you. Yesterday we were talking about McDonald's having Beyond Meat Nuggets, and that's how I found out that Germany has a standing sandwich called the McPlant. Which I think is by far the funniest name for a vegetarian
burger. Is there like
burger.
An umlaut over the A in McPlant?
McPlant.
Yeah.
But yeah, like you could have named it anything. And it's just like a standard burger with a Beyond Meat patty. And it's just called the McPlant.
Is it McPlant like in Germany, but it's in English on the menu?
Yep.
Or is it the, it's exotic and foreign and really cool. And I get it. Yeah, totally.
I guess if we had a McDonald's menu item that I had to say in German to order it at the drive-thru, that would be the most exotic option on the menu.
Mayor McFromage really wants you to partake of this.
Oh, McFromage. I didn't mean to do that laugh, but that feels pretty mean. All right, we need to get off this. We need to talk about other parts of Europe, specifically Spain. Because Spain's transport secretary is resigning. They placed a 227.5 million euro contract to build a whole bunch of new trains to revise their transit system. And those trains are too wide for some tunnels.
Oh, no.
And people are losing their jobs. Heads are rolling over this, as they rightfully should. I mean, I don't really have much poke fun at or joke. The jokes are kind of writing themselves. It's just something that happened that's worth talking about, that these people should have known how big tunnels are. I feel like that's a pretty reasonable expectation for your transit secretary.
How much too wide? Was it just like an inch or a centimeter, or was this like you're driving in downtown Durham with a semi truck and you just whomp where that bridge is and you just lose half of your vehicle?
We're not the only can opener bridge. There's another worse one that I can't remember where it is.
Oh, there's one in Lansing, Michigan. I grew up like walking distance away from one.
Ooh,
it was great.
Nice.
Yeah.
Does yours also have a camera that I can go watch?
Not in 1983. This was pre-21st century when international constant perpetual surveillance was not a thing.
I mean, it
might have one now.
I will Google that off hours and see if I can just check out Lansing's can opener. But unfortunately, just how big the trains are was not available in the Guardian article that I read, and I did not have time to research further because I was too busy reading about the XFL. When's the last time you thought about the XFL?
I saw the other day on ESPN that Austin Prohl's team came back from 15 points down to win in like the last 3 minutes. And I did not want to think about the XFL because I didn't go to ESPN's website for that information, but I saw it and therefore I had to think about it.
It seems like it's pretty cool to be an XFL fan. You're definitely in the minority. It's a club where you probably know the folks you're going to games with.
Yeah.
It seems like a tight-knit group.
Oh, you get to talk about how everyone disrespects you and they don't they don't really understand.
There's a lot of foxhole solidarity in the XFL stance. And in a game between the DC Defenders.
And in this case you're actually right, because most people don't respect the XFL and they do not take you seriously. So you're not like the Kansas City Chiefs saying, "No one believed we could win the Super Bowl and then we did it." Like, yeah, everyone believed you could win the Super Bowl. Stop it. But these guys actually have grievances.
I mean, for sure. There are relevant grievances. And today's grievance and a game between the DC Defenders and the Seattle Sea Dragons was the construction of a big beer snake. Are you familiar with the beer snake?
I'm going to say no.
The beer snake is a new age stadium game where you take your discarded pint cups that you are served beer in and you stack it and you pass it to someone else in an empty cup and you slowly construct a huge stack of cups that looks like a snake. It's a beer snake. And for obvious reasons, folks don't like beer snakes to be constructed in their stadiums.
For one thing, I'm not done with my beer yet. No, stop passing it down. I'm not done yet. Yeah, I want to play beer snake with you, but let me finish.
Getting peer pressured into chugging your beer so you can add to the beer snake. This is what makes the XFL fans bond. And what happened at this game is the beer snake was confiscated. And again, really speaking to the tight-knit nature of these people, they all produced lemons from their jackets and pelted officials and the field with so many lemons, a comedic amount of lemons, enough lemons that this was organized. Hey, everybody, bring lemons to the game just in case.
It's amazing.
Just in case we need them. You'll know. You'll know when it's time.
It's amazing that people don't take XFL fans seriously.
I take them very seriously now. This seems like a cool club I want to join. I don't know if we have an XFL team, but I'm about to be a fan.